بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in yesterday's lesson we had discussed the prohibition with regard to hunting while a person is in the state of ihram, and a very detailed description with regard to the penalty, the punishment that a person will have to pay if he does break this prohibition, if he does go and hunt while in the state of ihram. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now teaches us that this prohibition is only applicable with regard to hunting land animals. As far as catching animals of the sea, or what we would call fishing, then this prohibition does not apply. A person even in the state of ihram will be permitted to fish and to catch animals of the sea and consume. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ, that catching fish or animals of the sea and consuming them has been made lawful for you. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ, as a means of provisions for you, in other words, those who are in the state of ihram. وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ, as well as anyone who may be traveling. Allah has facilitated this for the traveler, that not only can he travel by means of the ocean, by means of the sea, but Allah has also made provisions for his meals, for him to consume and eat of the sea as well. So this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that he has made fish or the animals of the sea lawful for us in all conditions. وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا, and then Allah reminds us that hunting on land remains impermissible for you, remains unlawful for you, as long as you remain in the state of ihram. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and be conscious of Allah, to whom you will be resurrected, to whom you will be raised. Thereafter, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four salient features of deen, of Islam, and the word qiyam has been used. Allah says these four salient features of deen have been made a means for the continued existence, for the safety, for the preservation of mankind. So four things are mentioned. The first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-ka'ba al-bayt al-haram, the Kaaba, the, in other words, the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. Secondly, Allah speaks about Ash-Shahr al-Haram, the sacred months of the Islamic calendar, the four sacred months, which are Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. And then Al-Hadiyah, the sacrificial animal which is generally taken by the Haji to Makkah Mukarramah when he goes for Hajj. Wal-Qala'id, and those animals which the Haji takes along and places a garland or a necklace around the neck of that animal, to signify that this is an animal that I am taking with me for Hajj. I am taking it to the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah to be slaughtered. So these four things have been mentioned as qiyaman linnas. Allah says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ, Allah has made the Kaaba, the sacred house, a means for the continued preservation of mankind. وَالشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ, as well as the sacred months. وَالْهَدِيَ وَالْقَلَائِدِ, and the sacrificial animal, and that animal which is garlanded, which has a necklace around its neck. And here, ulama explain, mufassirin explain, how are these four things regarded as a means of the continued existence for man, or the safety, the preservation of mankind? Because these four things, Allah has made it such that they are sacred. And a person is not allowed to interfere with them. While a person is in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, it is impermissible to fight, to wage war, to take the life of anyone. Similarly, in the sacred months, the Arabs would respect this, that in these 4 months of the calendar, fighting is not allowed. وَالْهَدِيَ وَالْقَلَائِدِ, the sacrificial animal, the garlanded animal. Here also the Arabs would hold these animals in high esteem, respect. They would not interfere with this animal. If they saw a person traveling like this, they would recognize he is a haji, he is going for Hajj, and we should not interfere with him, we should not harm him. So like this, these four salient features of deen become a means for the protection, the safety of the person who is accompanying these animals, or the person who is in the haram of Makkah or going through the sacred months. ذَلِكَ لِتَعْلَمُوا, Allah then says, this ruling, making these four things the means of protection and safety for insan, this is so that you will come to realize, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that Allah has complete knowledge of whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and Allah has complete knowledge of everything. In other words, Allah knows what is required for your safety, for your protection, and this is why Allah has initiated or legislated these things in Shariat, to keep you safe, to keep you protected. And then Allah reminds us, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that remember Allah is severe in punishment, whilst at the same time Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So this concept, or this usul, this principle, we find is mentioned in various books of hadith as well, that when it comes to our iman, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Ulama have repeatedly mentioned this, that iman should be between fear and hope. A person should not become so fearful of Allah that he loses all hope and he doesn't have anticipation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, he should not rely on the forgiveness of Allah to this extent that he now transgresses and breaks all the commands of Allah. So Allah is reminding us that Allah is severe in punishment. You should have that fear, that worry, that if I break the command of Allah, Allah is capable of punishing me. But at the same time, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. If a person slips up, he makes a mistake, and he transgresses in some way or the other, then he should not lose hope, become despondent. Rather, he knows Allah is all-forgiving. Allah is most merciful. مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ Allah then says that the duty of our messenger is merely to convey the message to you. It is not his duty, in other words, to force you to accept, force you to believe, force you to practice. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ Allah knows مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ That which you disclose, that which you are doing outwardly, openly, and that which you conceal. In other words, if you try to pull the wool over the eyes of the messenger, and you show him that you are his follower or you are a believer, but within your heart you do not have iman, then Allah is aware of this, and Allah will eventually take you to task. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.